How much could you grow during a year? How much could an acre of land produce? Well, it depended on how high the Nile rose. If you had a good Nile, rising way up, irrigating a lot of land, depositing lots of topsoil, you could grow plenty of crops. But in a year when there was a very, very poor Nile, when it was low, very little water, couldn't grow much. The Ptolemies put in what are called nilometers, Nile measurers. These are cut into the rock right next to the water with measurements. And when the Nile overflowed, it would come up, and this would measure how high the Nile was. So every year, the Ptolemies kept records of how high the Nile was. Now, you are taxed not on how much you grow. You're taxed on how much you should be able to grow. They would calculate. Okay, it was a high Nile. You should be able to get 1,000 bushels. Now, if you don't get your 1,000 bushels, tough on you. You're going to take that 10% no matter what. You've got to cough up your 100 bushels. If you only got 500 bushels, you're still coughing up 100 bushels. So it's how much you should be able to grow, not how much you actually grew. Now look, it's an interesting businessman's concept. There's an incentive there to really work hard. What if you should be able to grow 1,000 bushels, come up with 1,000 bushels, but you work really hard, you get your friends to help you, and you come up with 1,500 bushels? You keep the extra 500. So they are making sure that they get a maximal return for their, investment. So they are taxing, but they are doing it in an intelligent way. What else do they tax? Papyrus. Now, remember the Egyptians invent papyrus. It is the origin of our word paper, comes from papyrus. And papyrus was a reed that grew along the Nile, wild, didn't have to be cultivated. And it's about the same size as bamboo, right? Think of it as bamboo, about the same thickness. And what you did to make papyrus, paper, was you sliced the center of it so that you would have a thin oblong, maybe 18 inches long. And you sliced hundreds of these. And then you could take your papyrus strip and overlap it with the next strip, with the next strip, with the next strip. And then you beat it with a wooden mallet so that the sap comes out, it glues itself together. The sap of the papyrus plant glues itself to the next piece, to the next piece, to the next piece. And you could make a papyrus scroll as long as you wanted. There was a little bit of work involved. It's not quite that easy. Once you had glued it together, pounded it, dried it, you had to burnish it, polish it, because it's a rough surface. So you have to polish it, make it really smooth, and then you would write on it with a brush. The Egyptians always wrote with a brush, a reed brush. They would take a reed from the river and chew it and make it kind of bristly, dip it in the ink, and then you could write. Now, papyrus was a fabulous invention, because before that, everybody wrote in clay, right? You had cuneiform, the Sumerians, doing their little stylus on a tablet. This is so much easier. You could store things easier. You could ship it. So papyrus was really a big export, and the Ptolemies had a monopoly on it. They controlled the whole industry. But that wasn't the only industry. They controlled emeralds and gold. Now, Egypt did not have precious stones until the emerald mines were discovered on the Red Sea. There were never any diamonds, rubies, emeralds. Semi-precious stones, yes. But there are no, you often hear it, for example, in Tutankhamun's tomb, people say, "Ah, the gold mask was inlaid with precious stones." No, there are no precious stones in Egypt. It's semi-precious. But they discovered emerald mines, and they sent prisoners to the mines to extract the emeralds. Gold also. They controlled that trade. Another interesting industry that they really took complete control of was banking. All transactions, they took their cut. I mean, remember, these are businessmen running Egypt as a business. They introduced coinage into Egypt. Before then, everything was a matter of barter. I'll trade you some grain, you give me the cattle, you do this. But now they have coins. And that makes things easier, a lot easier. Coins, by the way, that have the head of Alexander the Great on them, right?